That's the familiar theme song of the Children's Bible Club, and we welcome you aboard today for a good sea story. If you're a first-time listener, we'd like you to write us and let us know. If you're a regular listener, we need to hear from you, too, and know this good station to which you're listening. The address will be given in just a few minutes, so be ready with your pencil and paper. But now, here's the Children's Bible Club choir to open our meeting today. Message in song. Say, here's a letter I pulled out of the mailbag this week. I wish I could share more letters, boys and girls, but time just won't allow it. But this letter's from a girl who listens in Bridgewater, Virginia. Dear Aunt Carolyn, I listened to your program on Saturday, and the answer to the question, who was Ishmael's mother, is Hagar. Would you please send me information about your books and tapes and stuff? Thank you. The call letters of the station I heard you on are WOTC. Yes, we'll be glad to send her the information and also a nice prize for her correct answer to the Bible question. Our address is Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32572. Why don't you write this week and let us know if the Bible Club is a blessing to you and also the call letters of your station. And if you can, if you dare, if it's possible, I'd love for you to send Aunt Carolyn a picture of yourself. Wouldn't it be fun to have the clubhouse wall covered with pictures of our Bible Club members? Yes. So write me this week, Hank Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32572. And now, here's the choir again before story time.
Standing by our purpose true, heeding God's command, honor them the faithful few, all hail to Daniel's band. Dare to be a Daniel, dare to stand alone, dare to have a purpose from God, dare to make it known.
Ship steamed out of the harbor to sail from England to America. Oh, all the passengers were so excited. There were many grown-ups on board, but there were some children, too. One boy and girl in particular. They soon got acquainted and began playing games and having a good time. Bobby had a nice big rubber ball, and Joan and he played with the ball on deck. But a ship deck doesn't have a high wall around it, you know. The children bounced the ball once too often. And you guessed it. Overboard it went. Bobby hollered, "My ball went overboard! My ball went overboard!" And he ran to the captain lickety-split. "Stop the ship! Stop the ship!" he cried. "My ball went overboard!" The captain smiled down at him and patted him on the shoulder, but it didn't help Bobby's feelings a bit, because the captain only said, "I'm sorry, son. This is a giant ship with hundreds of passengers. I can't stop just for a rubber ball. I'm sorry, we won't be able to stop." Bobby was furious. He went back to Joan and said, "That mean old captain, he wouldn't even stop the ship to get my ball. I bet I know why he didn't, too. He didn't do it 'cause he couldn't." Bobby seemed to think the ship was wound up with a big key and couldn't stop till it ran down in New York. Oh, was he upset because he didn't get his ball back. Well, at last the children found something else to play. But a couple of days later, Joan was playing with her doll, and she dropped it. It fell way down below deck into the engine room, but she thought it went overboard. She ran off to tell the captain as fast as she could. Bobby was tagging along right behind her, hollering, "There's no use to go tell him. He won't stop. He doesn't care. He won't get it." But Joanie went straight to the captain anyway, and she said, I lost my dolly. I want my dolly back." And a tear slid down her cheek. Well, the captain knew instantly that Joan thought the doll had gone overboard. But as he spoke, his eyes glanced down to the engine room way down below, and he saw the doll. He said, "Don't worry, honey. You run on and play. I'll see about it." And he disappeared to the quarterdeck. All the time, Bobby was muttering, "He's not going to stop. He's not going to do anything about it. He won't get it, I know." But sure enough, that afternoon, the captain sent a cabin boy down to get the doll and take it back to Joanie in her cabin. Oh, how glad she was to get her dolly back. But now Bobby was really puzzled. He simply couldn't understand that captain. Days passed, and Bobby and Joan found things to play and enjoy. Then suddenly, one day, the whole ship seemed to break into terror. The alarm bell jangled loudly, and the emergency siren blew. An urgent voice called over the loudspeaker, "Man overboard! Man overboard!" Poor Bobby went into a panic. He guessed they'd just go off and leave that poor man like they did his ball. Oh, this was terrible. But word reached the captain, and he immediately went into action. He shouted, "Reverse the engines! Reverse the engines!" The ship stopped right in the middle of the ocean, and boats were quickly lowered to rescue the man who'd fallen overboard. Oh, this was more than poor Bobby could understand. Well, the rest of the voyage went smoothly, and finally the ship arrived in New York. As soon as the ship was docked and anchored, the captain did a strange thing. He went downtown and bought Bobby a nice big new rubber ball, one that was much better even than the one he had before. Now you see, all their requests were answered. Bobby had to wait a little while, but what he got after he waited was better than what he had asked for at the beginning. Joni had her request answered in a quiet way. But when the situation called for it, all the resources of the ship were focused on saving the man who had fallen overboard. And so it is when you come in prayer to the Lord Jesus Christ. Sometimes the Lord says, "Just wait a while. You don't need what you're asking for this very minute." Sometimes he answers in a quiet way that may not attract attention or cause a stir, but the answer surely comes. Then sometimes God sees that our need is desperate and urgent, and he may work in a dramatic way that shows his mighty power in order to answer our prayer. Oh, what a privilege it is to pray. And did you know, boys and girls, that you can pray and have prayers answered just as well as grown-ups? And you can have great blessings if you spend time in prayer with the Lord every day. There's some secrets to prayer that God would have you know, though. The first one is this. You have to be his child. You can't come to him for your needs if he's not your heavenly Father. How can God become your Father? By your coming to the Lord Jesus Christ by faith and asking him to forgive your sins and receiving him as your only Savior. As many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Then, as you obey God's word and pray in his will and for his glory, God will answer your prayers and meet your needs. If you're a Christian, give your life to the Lord Jesus today for his service. Spend time in prayer and see God work in your life. And if you're not saved, trust Jesus Christ now. This is Aunt Carolyn saying goodbye until this time again next week.
You've been listening to the Children's Bible Club with Aunt Carolyn and the Children's Bible Club Choir. The Children's Bible Club is a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. We thank God for faithful listeners like you. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know about it? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of your radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, Post Office Box 643, Milton, Florida 32572. If you would like to receive a free catalog that lists all of the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other excellent Christian material for children and adults, please let us know by writing to this same address. Aunt Carolyn, Post Office Box 643, Milton, Florida 32572.